Hispanics are the least likely racial and ethnic group to see a doctor when they have health problems. That's according to a study by the U.S. Census Bureau. Anna Caroline Caruso reports for Side Effects Public Media on the barriers they face.
In a small house in South Bend, Indiana, a family is getting ready for Christmas. The tree is up and everyone is laughing and drinking.
I don't know if you tried before. This is a Christmas punch.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
That's Magdalena Hernandez, who's wearing a bright orange shirt and dark purple lipstick. From her appearance and all the laughter, you never guess she has an advanced form of cancer in her bone marrow. It's not curable. She was diagnosed with multiple myeloma around this time in 2017. As the holiday gathering continued, she talked about her medical issues with the help of translator Paul Beltran.
Honestamente, nada.
As far as what I felt, honestly, I didn't feel anything. I just asked the doctor, just take away the pain that I'm feeling right now.
But she had symptoms for years before that, like fatigue, weakness in her legs, and sharp pain all over her body that was worse than labor. She sought medical attention once, and the doctor told her it was inflammation and cleared her to go back to work. 1 year later, she was diagnosed with cancer.
Al llegar a la sala de emergencia, expliqué.
I told the doctor, pretty much gave him this history of what had happened since the previous year. And that's when he told me that I had cancer, and that it was advanced, and that I didn't have the care that I should have had.
One reason she waited so long to get help was because she didn't fully trust the American healthcare system. Hernandez's story is not uncommon. Susana Laguna sees this all the time as a family nurse practitioner at a local clinic.
Many Latinos are diagnosed, especially with cancer, at a later stage. So a more advanced disease at that point. So the burden of that is obviously mortality.
Lagunas is a Latina herself. She says there are many barriers that keep Latinos from seeking medical attention, like language. Even though most clinics have translator services, she says sometimes it's over the phone, which can cause problems.
Every time I walk into a room and they looked at me and I look Latina, I speak Spanish, they will just like breathe in relief that somebody's there, that maybe I can be helpful and help them express their medical needs.
Lack of health insurance is a barrier too, one that caused big problems for Hernandez.
Volvemos a lo mismo.
It was very difficult for me to get the assistance here. There is help and there is assistance, but not for everyone.
Hernandez has lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years, but she wasn't able to find help in South Bend because she's undocumented. So family members and friends drive her to Chicago once a week for treatment. Beltran, the translator, works at Indiana Health Center in South Bend. He says Latinos who are new to the U.S. aren't always familiar with the healthcare system and the importance of preventative screenings.
There's people who come from villages in their home countries where, you know, the doctor was a, they would call him the curandero, which is just a person, you know, who knows a thing or two about medicine, but it's really just very basic, you know, herbs and those kind of things.
He says the difference in cultures is just as big a barrier as language, insurance, and immigration status. In Latin America, it's important to have a doctor that you connect with personally. Hernandez says that relationship is hard to find here.
Pienso que lo que dije antes.
But as far as the dignity and respect that they can provide is very, very scarce. It's very few. It almost feels like they wait till you're in your deathbed or dying to do what they really need to do to try to save you.
For Hernandez and others in the Latino community, these barriers have had serious repercussions. This is Anna Caroline Caruso of WVPE for Side Effects Public Media.